This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.
457-55-5462.
You know, you might have heard that commercial recently, Randy, and that's the one that LifeLock played, where they actually broadcasted their CEO's social security number across the television and radio ads to promote their company, LifeLock. However, it's come to light that he's had his identity stolen a number of times. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Oh, certainly. Now, the thing to remember, if you're not familiar with LifeLock, is LifeLock is a company that says that they'll protect you against identity theft. And the CEO of LifeLock is so brazen in his advertising that he says, here, I'll show you my social security number. And oddly enough, some people take that as the challenge it was intended to be. And according to a Wired.com article, he actually has had his identity stolen 13 times. And there are some people that are really not too happy about that.
Well, and I know they've also come under fire for deceptive business practices. So if you're a consumer and you are interested in protecting your identity, is LifeLock or services like it things that you should look into, or are there better ways to protect yourself?
There are services that you can use to help protect yourself, but you have to actually do your homework on them and investigate what kinds of things they're taking care of. So, for example, you know, after Heartland was breached and TJX was breached, you know, a lot of people had a lot of information compromised. And so the various companies involved offered 1 or 2 years of free credit monitoring. You know, a credit monitoring service can help mitigate damage in the case of identity theft. It can help protect, prevent in some cases, or quickly stop an attack. So yeah, there are some types of services that can help. But you know, LifeLock is pretty, well, it would be generous to say questionable, because the company was fined $12 million by the Federal Trade Commission for deceptive advertising. So, you know, I think that's a pretty strong indictment against this company. So, you know, any company that's promising you that they're going to help protect your identity, I think you really, really do need to do some searching to find things out. And for one, at least in the United States, one of the first things I would do is check and see if they're a member of the Better Business Bureau. And you don't check that by going to that company's website. You check it by going to the Better Business Bureau's website. Because, you know, a company that is not honest has no problem displaying a logo that they don't have the right to show. So you go to the Better Business Bureau and you look up that company and look for the history. Do they have a lot of complaints against them? Do the complaints get settled satisfactorily? You can do some web searches on, you know, state attorney general and whatever the name of the company that you're looking into and see, you know, is there an investigation going on? Oftentimes the name of a company or a product with the word complaint or the word problem, a Google search will turn up a lot of people talking about it. So, you know, it really behooves you to investigate anything like this, because in some cases, it's what we call snake oil.
Now, would you recommend, if folks are interested in some sort of credit monitoring service, does it make sense to pay for it on a monthly basis, or is it best just every quarter or a couple of times a year to go and run your own credit? And are there any risks associated with your credit being ran too often?
Yes, having a credit report actually influences your credit rating. So you're allowed once a year to request a free copy of your credit report from the three major credit reporting agencies. And, you know, that's a good idea. Look and see if there's anything out of place that doesn't belong. That can help indicate whether or not there's a problem. I know that when I ran mine a couple of years ago, I found something bizarre that it was just, they had an address wrong, but it was an old address of mine and they had things out of sequence chronologically. That wasn't a real big problem. So you can find stuff and it may help protect you. By all means, I recommend that you get that the credit report. If you want to do it more often, you know, it really is a personal decision. There's the old risk-reward ratio. And how much money do you want to invest in it? How much is that extra peace of mind worth to you? You know, at this point, personally, I'm fine with just doing it once a year. You might feel better if you do it every 6 months or every quarter. Unless you have reason to do it monthly, I would expect that's a little bit more frequent than's required, but I certainly wouldn't ridicule you for doing that.
Right. And what is that site? I mean, I know there's a lot of commercials on like freecreditreport.com, but that is actually not the annual credit report that you can get free from the government. Do you know what is the site that consumers can go to once a year to get their credit report?
You know, what I recommend is if you're interested in that, go to www.ftc.gov. That's the Federal Trade Commission, because they have a lot of good information. And right on their webpage, there's something called the Quick Finder. And about the middle of that is a link to something that says, free credit reports. And so it tells you what that is. And actually, annualcreditreport.com is the only authorized source for the free annual credit report that's yours by law. So when you're looking for stuff like this, often it does help to go to the authorities. And so I would recommend that you check out www.ftc.gov and see the information there that not only can help you get a legitimate free credit report, but protect you from other scams.
Well, Randy, as always, thanks so much for chatting with us today, especially about ways to keep our identity safe. If you have any questions for Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.